Blackstone Audio presents Treason by Orson Scott Card. To my brother Bill, who lent me Cat's Eye. Mary Jo, who led me to Bradbury's Body Electric. Laura Dean, who put Asimov's Foundation in my hands. Dale and Maria, who made me read the Chronicles of Narnia. And the librarians in Santa Clara, California and Mesa, Arizona, who made it possible to find Paul Anderson's Call Me Joe and Lloyd Biggle's Tunesmith, Andre Norton's Galactic Derelict, and Robert Heinlein's Tunnel in the Sky. You set me to dreaming. I hope I don't wake up.
Back when I was an editor at the Ensign magazine, a group of friends and I would get together and talk about our science fiction story ideas. We all had dreams of becoming sci-fi writers, and we would meet together at lunch in the miserable cafeteria in the LDS Church office building in Salt Lake City and sit around drinking extremely bad soda pop while talking about our ideas. And it was during that time that I came up with a story idea that I really liked. It was the idea of a future where people could cause extra limbs to grow. And people would do it as a fashion statement. They'd go to parties with an extra head growing out of their shoulder, a decorative arm or two, extra breasts, just things that would just be extravagant. And you know, how can you doubt that people would do that when you look at the horrible disfigurations they do already just with plastic surgery? When you see women with those windswept faces and the breasts that are unbelievable as being mammalian features, and all the other odd things that people do to change their appearance. Certainly if we could grow extra body parts, the people who put in the nose ring.